got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
Tim, Friday I left the show and hit the road to get myself and my boyfriend to Ed Sheeran. We went to the second night of his shows, the biggest show he's ever done at the MCG.
110,000 Friday night, biggest show he's done, biggest show MCG's put on outside of football.
Yeah.
Fantastic all around from what I've heard.
And it was so incredible to be there. I can't describe to you the feeling, like, it wasn't just any other concert. Like, imagine the MCG, the most packed out you've ever seen it, and throw an extra 50,000 people on the field. Like, it was just amazing.
Yes.
However,
cool.
Getting there and getting home.
We need to get, like, a white people problem sound effect, mate.
Mate, honestly, maybe we do. Let me tell you, when I left the studio, I said, see you, Timmy. Have a great weekend. I'm out.
Yep. Forgot to turn off your computer, the neon light, and a lot of things. I thought, I might turn off all these fire hazards, but sure, I get it. You're excited.
Yes, I was very excited. I was in a rush. I just wanted to get there because I knew there would be traffic, and I knew we had to, first of all, get to our parking spot.
Yep.
And then we had to get a taxi to the venue because the MCG was very hard to get a park.
Sure.
So I pull up out the front of my house. Honk to my boyfriend. Like, get in the car. I pull out, reverse out of our driveway, hit our neighbor's car. Straight into it. Yes. His car's fine. I hit the tow ball. So the tow ball went straight into my back. That's why we had someone from the office today come up and say, hey, Jess, where's the back half of your car?
It's
sitting in my garage because we had to just, it was literally the whole back, like, plastic just came off. And so I just picked it up, threw it in the garage, and we hit the road.
You're like, still got to get to that ginger at the G, so I've got to go.
You know what? That's future Jess's problem.
And look,
that's fine.
Without throwing stones, obviously you're already wounded.
Yeah.
Not off-brand to you to not be paying attention while reversing.
Definitely not. And Akshay was like, hey, could be worse.
Yeah, your boyfriend. Yep.
Yep. So anyway, we hit the road, get stuck in the Avalon Air Show traffic.
Yep.
Then there were like three accidents on the West Gate.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Good. Yep. Cool. We go to turn off.
And obviously you were concerned for the people who were in those accidents' well-being,
obviously,
Jess, right?
I wasn't stressing about getting dead Sheeran.
You were stressing about the safety of those people.
Mm-hmm. And so we get to our exit and I said, Akshay, oh, there's two exits. Am I going left or right? And he said left. We were supposed to go right.
Right.
So that added an extra 38 minutes to our trip. Yep. Not that it was his fault, but it was definitely his fault. Finally got parked. Took us another 35 minutes to get to the venue because there was just, imagine 110,000 people trying to get into one space.
Mm-hmm.
Not easy to get into.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, we get to the venue where we see the sign go on the, like, the big stage. So if you didn't see any photos from Ed Sheeran, I don't know how you didn't, because, like, felt like every person was there. There was like a big round screen and like a timer came up for like 10 minutes to go to the show. So I said, Akshay, quick, we've got to get going. We've got to run. So we start legging it to try and find our seats and I lose Akshay. And I've panicked and I turn behind me and I don't know where he is. And I see him hobbling in the distance. He, at some point, had fallen over.
And you left him behind.
I didn't know. I kept going.
Again, I hate to throw stones. Not off-brand.
I just kept going.
Yep.
And so he caught
Every
up to me.
Every man off for his own. Gotta go, babe. He's about to play Shape of You.
He's literally limping. He's like, oh, I fell down and I fell on my hip and I hit my head. And I was like, let's assess your damage later. We've got Ed Sheeran to get to.
God.
So we finally make it.
Yeah.
We're both wounded.
Yep. Why are you wounded?
My heart's wounded.
Okay.
The show, amazing.
Yeah.
On our feet for 2 hours. All of a sudden, lights come on at the MCG and they're like, exit this way.
There we go.
There was one exit.
Yep. Heard that.
And we then had to walk 4.5 kilometres back to the car because the trains were full, the trams were full, there was no taxis or ride shares. I walked 4.5 kilometres. I didn't get home until well after 1:30. It was chaotic.
Yeah.
Akshay's still sore.
Yeah, your boyfriend. He's
he
hurt.
Might need a hip replacement.
Yep.
We don't know.
Probably still got a concussion. Tell you what, personally for me, there was a journey of me having sympathy for you and no sympathy. There was a
real roller coaster.
There was the highs of, oh no, like, your boyfriend's fallen. Oh, no, the traffic accident. And then there's reversing into that's white people problems.
Hey, you know what, though?
White people problems.
I met my neighbours, so
They won't forget you.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
And it's our favourite person on our least favourite day, Jess, to do this segment. You know, because Monday's hardest day for when we do this news segment. And Ben, look, regardless if you're here, the show is thanks to The Gordon now with more free TAFE courses for more people. And I was wondering if we get some free help, Jess, from Ben before we jump into the news segment.
Go, take it away, Ben. Free?
Anything free?
No.
All right, we tried.
Tim and Jess. K-Rock. Have you been paying attention? But on the radio.
Let's find out, Tim. Benny, Bad Benny from Workdays is in the building, ready to give us three stories. He's going to leave out some key elements, and we are going to fill in the blanks.
And we'll start things off with Aussie Olympian Peter Boll is set to make a switch from sport to reality TV in the wake of his doping drama. What show is he set to appear on?
Australian Idol? No, too late. Okay.
Is it the only one I've seen advertised at the moment is I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here?
No, not I'm a Celeb. He's actually going to be on the 2023 season of SAS Australia alongside other big sporting names, Anthony Mundine and former pro rugby player Boyd Cordner.
Well, he'll win because he's a machine.
Yeah, yeah.
It's always the people you least expect, like, that do really well on that show.
Mm. I always get a kick out of Peter Boll because he is two letters away from being my dad's direct name.
Yeah.
Because my surname is Bolch, B-O-L-C-H, and he's Peter B-O-L. So,
how do you reckon your dad would do it on SAS Australia?
Oh, well, he's 70. Very, very well.
Hey, a couple from New Brunswick over in Canada have called police after thinking a burglar had broken into their house. After arriving home from a trip to the grocery store, they discovered signs of forced entry, but not so much from a burglar. What actually broke in?
This is in Canada?
Canada, yeah.
Moose?
Yeah,
no,
it's
not a
moose.
No. Too big to break into a house.
Baby moose?
Was it a stray cat?
No, it wasn't. It was a panicked deer that had made its way into the basement through a window. The couple's son and his friend came over to help safely remove the deer. It was uninjured and just went back into the wild.
So basically a baby moose, right?
Yeah. If you think hard enough, a very small moose that hasn't lived up to its potential.
Tiny.
Smaller horns.
And finally, despite its flaws in the modern landscape, Friends remains one of the biggest comedies of all time, still raking in over $1 billion annually from syndication deals alone. But as far as its iconic cast is concerned, going by the newest numbers, who has been revealed as the richest member of the group?
Ooh.
Now, Jess, this is like your show. This is like a fifth of your personality.
I think, look, Matt LeBlanc had like his spin-off show. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't feel like he made a lot of the coin. Jennifer Aniston did a lot of movies after Friends, but have any of them been super successful? Not
was
really.
Was she in Madagascar as a giraffe?
No. Ross was, you know.
David Schwimmer.
But I'm going to have to put my money on Courtney Cox. I reckon she gets the residuals from the Scream franchise as well.
No.
Courtney
Cox. I think it is LeBlanc.
No, not Matt LeBlanc either.
Because I know he invests a lot of money into cars.
Stop
and
Is it actually Aniston?
It actually is Jennifer Aniston.
I actually nearly swore.
Like, that's the easiest answer. She's by far the most famous of all of them.
Do you think so?
Mate.
I reckon Cox is up there.
She's worth
she just got off your rocker.
She just got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
I've turned British that I'm that offended by that.
Let's break it down here. Jennifer Aniston worth approximately $320 million US. Courtney Cox in second place at $150 million.
She's double Cox.
Matthew Perry, $120 million in third. David Schwimmer in fourth, $100 million. Lisa Kudrow in fifth at $90 million.
No.
Matt LeBlanc dead last, $80
million. Oh, just a measly $80 million.
That investment in Top Gear went further south than it already could have. Whistling the way home,
listening to something. All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
And Jess, yesterday morning, after a lot of deliberation, and I think if you're listening and you've considered doing one of these, especially if it's your first time you've done one, either at all or in a long time, your brain plays lots of tricks on you. Yesterday, I did complete a 5K fun run for the River Run.
Well done,
what a hero. The minimalist effort of a run that you can do.
No, but people don't realise behind the scenes, all week long last week, you were trying to find a way out.
I just really didn't want to do it. My best mate was visiting and 2 months ago was like, hey, let's do this. Start running now so you can be ready for it.
I believe he wanted to do the 10K you met him at 5 and then you didn't want him to do the 5K with you.
Because it felt patronising. It was like, I'll tick my heels over just doing the 5K with you. And so essentially got up Sunday morning, like 6 o'clock, just to get ready to make sure I got down to the river in time. And then my mate woke up and eventually...
Sorry, did you just say 6 a.m.?
Because you got to remember, like, you got to, they get out of the way early so it doesn't get too warm.
God.
And so the race didn't start until like 10 past 8. But we had to get there, get everything sorted, whatever, yeah. Register because I left it till the last minute.
Of course you did.
And so I register and we do the run and I finish it and I'm like, great, because I've only ever done one other fun run before. And I can't remember if it was 7 or 10 kilometres, but it took me a hot minute. And I got the worst blisters because I wasn't wearing running shoes. It was like the worst time ever. But I did the 5K.
This is growth, Tim.
Yeah, this is growth. And I was like, yeah, it's good. You get the endorphins. Literally, you see the finish line. Something in your body's like, yeah. And then everything takes over. And then, Jess, you get given a medal. When you cross the finish line.
Oh, my God. Is this why you're wearing a giant jacket in the heat?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He's even got his number on.
So the medal is, I tell you what, like 5Ks isn't a lot, but like for just not doing anything for 2 months in the lead up to it, I was knackered.
What was your time?
Well, my time, Jess, was 34 minutes and 23 seconds.
That's not bad, Timmy.
But it was not good. But this is exactly why this was bound to happen. So I did it with my mate.
Yeah.
There was something, when I got there, they were like, here's my name, here's my details. And they're like, your bib number's gone missing. Here's this secondary one. Take this. Because it's got a little, like a little tag in
right,
it.
Right, yeah, yeah.
So that when you cross the finish line and start, it goes, this is how long
doesn't
it took
take
you.
A photo of you? I'm going to look up the photo.
Well, just wait. We're finishing. My mate gets a text message and it's like, hey, congratulations, you've completed the river run, blah, blah, blah. And I'm waiting for mine. And nothing. And I'm like, oh, maybe it's to do with the bib number because he's still got the original bib number. Like we were meant to be like 438 and 439. So his details are all coming through his system. He's getting photos. He's getting times. Nothing. Gone to the website several times today.
Oh, no. Did you find it?
Tim Bulch did not run the river run.
I beg to differ. My mate's got a medal.
Well, this is the thing. I got the medal. I got the thing. There's a photo of me. Almost like full-blown crying on the finish line.
Is there a photo of you?
According,
on the
literally, in there are no records of me completing in this fun run.
That's amazing.
So technically, I came 200. Well, untechnically, I came 212th. But technically, I did not run in the fun run. And this is exactly why you shouldn't exercise, kids. Don't have dreams.
Yeah.
It's Tim and Jess. K Rock 955. Silver Circus Spectacular, coming to Warn Ponds this April. Direct from krock.com.au, the latest news, the latest fashion. This is what's trending.
I love reality TV.
Tim, I can't believe this has actually made news today, but apparently Australians are shocked to be finding out what their favourite spice is actually made out of. And I turned to you this afternoon and I said, Timmy, can you believe this? Nobody knows what paprika is made out of.
I stand by that I'm in the majority.
Right.
Because everyone
Have
I've
you just
asked,
never thought about it?
Mate, that's rich. Like, just, it's just a spice. It's ground up something, you know?
Yeah. All right. Give me a guess. What do you reckon it could be?
I have, genuinely, I've been thinking about this for 3 hours. Cool. What did I suggest? I think I suggested spicy dirt, which I know isn't a real thing. So paprika to me would have to be at least 70% capsicum?
Tim, ding, ding, ding. You
ding,
are correct.
Ding, ding, doodaloo.
100% capsicum.
I was like, oh, there got to be onion in there. Oh, could be.
It's literally just, a paprika is just dried and crushed red capsicum.
Right.
And some people are saying that they don't like capsicum at all, but love paprika. And so now it's been totally ruined for them.
Right.
One guy was quoted in this article as saying, some people say don't meet your heroes. I say don't find out what's in your favourite herbs.
Right. Yeah, because honestly, maybe I was just having memory. Like, you know how sometimes computer doesn't turn on properly?
Sure.
Maybe
my
computer wasn't...
It was just lagging.
It was lagging
you
a bit.
You had the green,
because,
the colourful wheel of death.
Because now that we've said it out loud, it cannot be anything other than capsicum.
Yeah. So there you go. If you've just heard this on the way home...
It's a weird news. This is a weird... few minutes, let's be honest. That's
paprika
just
is just dried out,
yep,
crushed capsicum.
Primary school kids are going, yeah, we know. Let's Come on, guys. What's going on here?
Sprinkled over some pumpkin. Just putting it out there.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Now, Jess, I know that you're going to feel passionate about this because it's just one of those topics where people, you can go from 0 to 100 very quick when it comes to, do you put the toilet paper on the roll hanging over or hanging under in the bathroom?
I judge people based on their answer to this question, Tim. And I've even, like, in the work bathrooms, there's someone who replaces the toilet rolls upside down.
Oh.
And so I have to correct them.
So what do you believe is the correct way, over or under?
Over, obviously.
Why? Okay. Now, you've maybe never been asked this follow-up question.
Yeah.
Why?
It's because when they patented the toilet paper, Tim.
Oh, like the toilet paper as a whole.
Yep. When the person designed it in the 1800s was like, hey, we're going to make toilet paper now. Their patent
had it going over.
Also, it just looks more aesthetically pleasing. Like, okay. The under looks backwards. Like, what are you doing?
Etiquette expert Jackie Vernon Thompson was reached out to for comment on a story online. And they said, look, let's settle this. Not only we want to know like the proper fancy way, but the most hygienic. And she said, research reveals that the proper and most hygienic way to hang your toilet paper is over, not under. Might I add, that goes for paper towels too, if hanging from the wall.
Oh.
Mm. So someone online has said, so it lends to maintaining proper hygiene, which is proper etiquette.
Excellent.
Someone did make a point. Now, here I am, devil's advocate, okay? Because I like to see it going over in my household. Someone did suggest, well, if it goes under, it's technically further away from the germs, huh? Because it's closer to the wall, not kind of over leaning towards the toilet bowl. And I thought, that's an interesting point that I had never considered. How do you feel?
I feel like, well, that is well thought out. It's incorrect.
you should be a politician. Honestly. That was great. Shaboof.
I don't think there's anything anyone can say to convince me otherwise. It's over.
Yeah.
And that's just how it has to be. It's how Seth Wheeler would have wanted it.
Is that the person that invented toilet paper? Yep. Is that why you were distracted for about 30 seconds before?
I was doing some history.
It was
1891, well, Tim.
Look at this effort.
I know.
Should we be doing this every time we open our mouths? Probably. 5223295. If you put your toilet paper going under, tell us genuinely why you like to do that.
Yeah. Try and convince us. Because I don't think there's a single person out there that can change my mind. Tony, the jerky guy, gave us a call. He said that it goes so much deeper than that.
Okay.
Because, and this is his little bit of trivia, apparently when they first invented the toilet paper, of course, a lot of these toilets were outhouses in the backyard.
Yeah.
So
I looked at a rental with an outhouse once, and I know a lot of people probably thinking, going, oh, that's probably a red flag. No, huge green flag.
Really?
Private poo room?
Oh, but outdoors.
Not connected to the house.
Well, after what Tony told me, Tim, no thanks, because he said the patent for over was because a lot of spiders would hang out in the outhouse. And if you have the toilet paper going over and a spider is in the roll, you're going to roll that toilet paper and the spider's going to fall on the floor. Whereas if you go under, spider's going to fall in your hands.
No one
wants a spider in their hands.
Well, that is the classic saying we all know and love.
Spider in the hands, worth two in the bush, Tim. Okay. That's what they all say. Right.
Well, I don't care what you're doing in the bush. Take toilet paper regardless. I'll still offer a space for anyone, one person defending having toilet paper going under. But that time is now becoming limited.
Let's just give it a moment of silence.
Right.
It's deafening.
You waited 2 seconds before you made a sound. I don't know if that speaks too much about who you are. Not even. I'm going to get a count back on that. A moment silence and thank you very much.
I said a moment, I didn't say several moments.
No one was there to defend you. There you go. Not only is it hygienic, but it's the proper way to hang your loo paper.
Goodbye. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Tim and Jess. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.